The Brains 101 with Professor Peters.
Jet streams are fast-flowing, narrow currents of air found in our atmosphere. The main jet streams are located near the tropopause, that transition between the troposphere and the stratosphere. The major jet streams on Earth flow west to east. Jet stream paths typically have a meandering shape. I sometimes compare jet streams to rivers, but these rivers of air have no confining edges. The strongest jet streams are the polar jets, at generally 23 to 39,000 feet above sea level. We often analyze these jets on the 250 millibar charts. At a higher altitude and somewhat weaker is a secondary jet known as the subtropical jet. It occurs around 33 to 52,000 feet. Northern and southern hemispheres have both a polar jet and a subtropical jet. The northern hemisphere polar jet is situated over middle to northern latitudes of North America, Europe, and Asia, while the southern hemisphere polar jet mostly circles Antarctica year-round. Jet streams are caused by a combination of atmospheric heating caused by solar radiation and the planet's rotation about its axis. They form near boundaries of adjacent air masses with significant differences in temperature, such as the polar region and the warmer air to the south. Jet streams may have been first detected in the 20s by Japanese meteorologist Wasaburo Oshii. From a site near Mount Fuji, he tracked pilot balloons, or pie balls, as they rose into the atmosphere. Oshii's work, though, was largely unnoticed outside of Japan. American pilot Wiley Post, the first man to fly around the world solo in 1933, is often given some credit for discovery of jet streams. Post invented a pressurized suit that let him fly above 20,000 feet. In the year before his death, Post made several attempts at a high-altitude transcontinental flight and noticed that at times his ground speed greatly exceeded his airspeed. German meteorologist H. Seilkoft is credited with coining the term jet stream in a 1939 paper. Real understanding of the nature of jet streams is credited to regular and repeated flight path traversals during World War II. Meteorologists use the location of the jet streams as an aid in forecasting. Jet streams also play a major role for commercial air travel, since flight time can be dramatically affected by either flying with or against a jet stream. This also has an impact on fuel planning. Clear air turbulence, a potential hazard for aircraft, often is found in a jet stream's vicinity. Other jets also exist. During the Northern Hemisphere summer, easterly jets can form in tropical regions, typically in a region where dry air encounters more humid air at high altitudes. Short-lived low-level jets are also typical of various regions, such as the central and southeastern United States, and play a key role in rapid moisture advection during severe weather episodes. Fast-moving is a great description of a jet stream, but certainly does not apply to the Weather Brains gang. If you have a weather question, zip off an email to question@weatherbrains.com.